Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Trouble with the mic, I'm clever with the pen, so you love what I recite. Huddled in the night, we vibe and we brainstorm. Feeling right from that cognac brainstorm. Producer in the back, wanna lay another stack while the engineer managing the track and the waveform.
I'm in my lane, home, too easy for me. I don't play long.
artist. Sorry, sweetie, you are dealing with an artist's life. I'll call you later tonight, my game.
What you gon' do when a player come through? And I brought my whole crew and we finna get right. Fish shine blue and my fit brand new. Say your girl come through, cause it's going down tonight. So stop by for a visit. So you don't wanna miss it. Good hood living. Gotta push it to the limit. If you get a little confused, just remember stay true. Always keep your game tight. Game tight.
Lady Q, how you do? Because I'm not doing so good.
All right, we're going to wing it today because Charlotte Man is sick.
She slipped me a Mickey. She's trying to get me out.
Stay it out too late.
She's trying to take advantage of me, y'all.
All right, tonight's topic is...
Co-workers that slip your Mickey and try to do you on the air.
No.
Well, why you got your hand in my pocket? I don't know what you're looking for, but it's a little to the left.
Oh, shut up. You crack yourself
up. I don't know. Your wife, I mean, my wife or your husband would appreciate your hand on my lap.
Okay, focus. Let's focus on the show, okay?
Okay.
The question is, since 9/11, thinking about that anniversary, 10th year anniversary yesterday, since 9/11, do you feel safer?
Why?
Let's start with you today, Charlie Man.
Well, considering that my co-host just slipped me a Mickey, it's not safe anywhere.
Focus.
I can't focus. I can't see. I can only see double. What you put in my Gatorade?
Okay, I start with myself.
What you put in my Gatorade? You spiked it. I knew you wanted me. All you had to do was ask. I gave it to you. You ain't had to pay me. Yeah, I've been with the girl.
Since 50 years of 9/11 has passed, you know, I don't think we're any safer. I think that the government tried to put certain steps in, and like boarding airplanes and other things, forms of transportation to. Or even just internet things to keep us safe, but people are very quick to, you know, are very quick to, oh, you're impeding on my privacy and this and that, and I don't like this and I don't like that. When it's really about us being safe, you just can't have it all.
Who impeding on your privacy? I'm right here. I don't see nobody by your privacy. Could I impede on your privacy?
Okay, we want to play some music.
Well, I'm not going to cheat on your privacy.
We're going to go with...
Hold on. I'm sorry. It's the Mickey you slipped me. Go ahead. Finish.
I just think that, for example, when we talked about going on a plane, and I'm a traveler, so, of course, you know, it is an inconvenience. And it's an inconvenience when, you know, the security line takes a long time. You have to be... at the airport 2 hours. That was years ago. You had to be there at least 2 hours for. And believe me, I was one like, oh, you know, it's a dreadful thing, but I do feel like it is important. The same thing with the X-ray machine that, you know, people go through when it scans your body. Who cares? What are they looking at, your bones? You know, who cares? It's just there are certain things that we have to forsake in order to be protected. And really, I think a lot of times these people, you know, are so far along in thought process as far as, you know, the scariest thing is that these people are willing to die for their cause. So there's not a lot you can do because, you know, what you're thinking, the average man who's thinking about, oh, you know, I want to live or I have family, they don't care about anything like that. So, you know.
Anytime you take an airplane with a box cutter.
Yeah. That's not right. Well, I'm just saying, you know, that's true. You can go in an airplane with a box cutter, you know, and of course, all of, you know, at that time, it's probably more so the passengers are probably more so thinking, you know, people, you care about life. It's, you know, our minds would never, ever in a million years would you ever tell somebody that 10 years ago a plane would run through one of the most, you know, one of the, you know, the most, symbolic buildings in the United States.
Yeah, but you know what? That's true. Look. And it shows up right there. You got four people, 13 people who take over, five airplanes with box cutters. Yet they're outnumbered by hundreds. And we, so to speak, we, not me, because ain't nobody finna take no airplane when I'm on it with a box cutter. But anyway, Americans are so we don't have a cause that we're just taking over a plane with a box cutter. We're worried about getting cut by a box cutter to take our plane back. Then, you know, they're going to run this market to a field. We ain't never thinking that they'll do it, but that's how far along in their cause they are compared to us. You know what I'm saying? It's sort of like if you don't stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. So they were on the plane with box cutters. They were standing up for something that they believe in. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that we don't believe in anything, but they believe in it to the death. Like,
yeah, they do a certain level.
I will blow this motherfucker up.
Yeah. It's a whole other world.
Just
to prove a point.
Just to prove a point to you, right? We don't, as Americans, we love our country, but it ain't too many of all the people who were in the battle in the military.
Well, that's I agree to a certain extent there. But I think, you know, I used to say years ago, and it's funny enough to say I'm 23. So it could have been around that time, actually. Around this time, when I was in school, we were doing some type of, presentation or this group discussion or something. But, you know, Americans are egocentric, very, very egocentric. And it's funny because I used to say all the time, like, you know, as Westerners, you know, we'll go over in your country, take over your land, you know, blow your city up, put a whole war in your country, and won't think twice about it. But it's funny how, you know, when it comes knocking on our door, it's like unheard of. Our minds don't even go there. When you live in these other countries, you know, war is a part of life there. Or, you know, even just the option of war. Here, it's like, you know, I'm not going to say there would never be a war in the United States, but we'll come to your country. We'll want you over here. Don't mess up our flow. You know, we want life to go on for our people. We'll come over there and do whatever we have to do to prove our point to you. But we don't want it over here. So, you know, that's just an example. 9/11 was just definitely an example of, you know, their ability to come over here and do the same thing that we have been doing for years in countries.
With different weapons.
Yeah.
Okay. This is my whole thing on Are We Safer 10 Years Later. I think we were the safest a year later, or in that 6 months to a year range, where we were really on our P's, really on our toes. But
That's when they really had to be at the airport 3-4 hours early.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, flying is pretty much
mm-hmm.
4-9-11.
Mm-hmm.
And like the further we get away from it, the more relaxed we become.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just human nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like when something does happen, you really, really right on top of your. Like if something was to happen to one of the kids in the neighborhood, you hold your child close to the vest. You know what I'm saying? But as time goes along, you relax, you let down your guard a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, are we safer now than we were 10 years ago? No. I think we will pay closer attention to all the threats that we hear on a higher level, on a level that we're not on. I think now we know it's definitely a possibility. It wasn't. And
it's always been a possibility, but never in our minds could we actually fathom it happening here on our land.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Everything is a possibility, but now it's like we know. Damn, this happened before. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's why the whole theme, I think, of it, we will never forget. You know what I'm saying? It's sort of like, you know what it's like to really put it into perspective. It's like the great hurricane that happened back in the 60s in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? It was on the same level almost as Katrina. Right? So when Katrina was coming, all the older people who went through it back then were like, man, we finna go. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the people who was born in the 70s and the 80s, the adults, the young adults now, are like, man, now we went through hurricanes all growing up. They ain't never faced nothing as big as Katrina. So they were like, you know what, we just going to ride it out. It's just like all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't Katrina that hit. Who was that, Irene?
Mm-hmm.
They said Irene might be coming.
Everybody in the whole East Coast.
Everybody's talking about we finna ride. You know what I'm saying?
Right, we up.
Now we see how serious being on this coast is and these hurricanes can be. The devastation that they can bring because it's fresh in our minds. Like, and the fresher it is in your mind and to go through it and to live it yourself and to experience it, it makes you know that, okay, they say it was possible before, but now I know it is possible because we lived through it, you know?
Right.
So, and it's the same way with terrorism. You know what I'm saying? It's always been around. It's always been happening. But that was the first major attack that was able to be. And if you think about it, how sleep did we have to be? You know what I'm saying? How sleep did we have to be to allow 13 people with box cutters.
Mm-hmm.
A box cutter blade ain't no longer than 3-4 inches.
But
take a plane over.
Mm-hmm.
Commandeer of a vehicle, which is an airplane. Look, I ain't trying to be racist or nothing like that, but you can't take a bike in the hood with a box cutter. You're going to have to come out with more than a box cutter to take anything in the hood. So, to take a plane over with 3-4 people with box cutters, all they needed was a bachelor party full of us on our way to Miami somewhere. And we're like, what? You got a box cutter? Man, you gotta go sit your ass back down.
I really think it's more so, you know, your mind is not going there and you're not thinking of, like, you know, the whole realm of what was possible. I can remember, it's so funny. Of course, everybody can remember where they were. Do you remember where you were?
I was at work. I was working at Van Kampen Investments.
I don't think you get to put that name on the radio.
I don't care.
Okay.
Damn, that's a business anyway. But
they're not at Van Kampen anymore.
Okay, see? Now, they is out of business. Anyway, I was coming into work, and everybody was not in the where they were supposed to be. I'm like, damn, where the hell everybody at? So I go into the room, everybody in there like, man, a plane just hit the World Trade Center. I said, what? I said, the pilot had to be super drunk. I'm pretty sure he.
Right.
I said, you know what? And then as we watching the TV and I see the second plane hit, I'm like, this ain't no motherfucking mistake. You know what I'm saying? It's a terrorist attack. We're under attack. You know what I'm saying? And Van Camper had offices in World Trade Center. I don't know if it was building one or building two, but we had actually went to the lobby and we had a prayer vigil for all the people who was in the offices that Van Camper had in the World Trade Center. And then they sent everybody home. I remember everybody saying, yeah, they fixed one coming for the Sears Tower. You know what I'm saying? And everybody thinking. And I'm thinking like, well, I know they ain't going to crash no plane in the hood, so we straight. So that's when I realized, I was sitting there and I actually saw the second plane here. And I'm like, yo, that's not no mistake. Then I see George Bush get the doo-doo face when they said something to him. He looked like he had the boo-boo on himself. He's like, what am I going to tell these people? What's going on?
I can honestly say I did not care for George Bush. So, I don't have anything nice in my grandma. So, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, nothing else. But I do think that would be the hardest, that he was stuck in the worst position in the world at that time because of the fact that it's like, okay, what? It's like, oh, my gosh, you really would never, ever believe it. And then, of course, every camera in the place was on his face to record exactly what, he's doing at the time. I think he could have went on and got, rescheduled the book reading, but hey, to each his own. But I do remember where I was, and, at first I thought the same thing like you. I thought, wow, somebody must have really been flying low. He really messed up, when the first plane hit, it just seemed more of an accident. And I think as a country, we all assumed that, wow, what an accident. And then by the time the second plane hit, I think it was more of a, it was more of a realization like, oh, my goodness, what the heck is going on, And then, of course, you're worried. You're thinking about, people, is everybody okay? What's happening? And I don't think until the towers begin to fall, it really dawned on, the magnitude of people that were, lives that had been lost that day,
Okay, let's have a moment of silence for all those who lost their lives, whether it was on the plane, in the building, or during the rescue effort. There we go. We will never forget. It's definitely an unforgettable situation, like 9/11, 9/11.
And definitely praying for those families, because 10 years, although it seems like a long time in our lives, these people have kids and other family members and loved ones that have lost people that are near and dear to them. So.
And just think, it's like blown out there every year. You know what
I'm
saying? Like,
that's a hard one.
It's blown out there every year, Well, this is 9/11, such happened. Right. They're not allowed to move on because it was such a catastrophic incident and situation. They're really not allowed to move on, and it's like every year is a constant reminder. And I wonder if it was designed that it happened 9/11. Okay, then.
I've always said
like,
that, and
okay,
I
let's see
that.
Y'all emergency situation handle that.
Nobody's ever mentioned that the whole time I've ever watched TV or nothing like that. Nobody's ever mentioned that, and I always felt like, am I the only person who notices this, that this is like the emergency number?
Mm-hmm. And it was the ultimate emergency.
Right.
And that was nothing that emergency. What do you do in that situation? You have nothing in your handbook that says, oh, okay, plane crashed into the building, about to collapse.
Never in your wildest dreams. Never. Okay, we have some Facebook feedback.
Really?
Yes, we do.
How much?
Just one. I want to tell the story. We talked before we got on live. aired on live.
You know how listeners are ignorant. not to talk about them or to put them down, but we got an ignorant audience. We need to know our audience because I want to do a topic
on anal sex.
Right.
And I bet you we would have 44 million feedbacks on anal sex, but we go into something that really means something that requires thought.
That's
and people are like, you know what, I don't feel like thinking right now. I mean, I don't blame them because, you know, a lot of them have been at work all day, and the ones who haven't probably don't even know what 9/11 is. No, I'm just saying.
No, I would say that there must be a balance in everything. Just as well as you ought to be able to talk about, you know, sex and, you know, a bunch of mess, a craziness, you need to be able to branch out into things that are more, you know, require thought. Let's put it like that. That's what I'll say in a nice way. So, thank you. We go Cecilia, Mercedes Benz, Edward, for your one Facebook feedback. Thank you. And when asked after 10 years, after the tragedy of 9/11, do you feel America is safe or why not? She said, hell no. I really don't. Summed it up.
Actually, I'm more worried about domestic terrorism, you know what I'm saying, like the gangs and the people that are going to stick you up and rob you and shoot you and, you know, so you look at the crazy people, are you looking at my girl the wrong way, you know what I'm saying?
That's why
people in the hood, like, people in the hood, it's like, we more worried about Jamal and them down the street than Muhammad around the corner, you know what I'm saying? So we dodging bullets every day, you know what I'm saying? It's like, for real. It's real, for real. And it's like the violence level. Like what dude said at the comedy show last night, you got a better chance with the cost of living is going up while the chance of living is going down.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Only in the hood. It's in the hood where it costs more to live. You know what I'm saying? The chances of surviving is steady going down. We got our own terrorists, if that's what we want to call them. That's pretty much what they are. You know what I'm saying? Like gangs and not being able to go nowhere. They running out shooting people. Look, be a man. If somebody did something, you walk up to them and shoot their ass in the face. Don't ride past and shoot up a crowd hoping you hit them. It's always the innocent ones that die, man. It's always the innocent ones that die. It's always the one that wasn't the intended target. They end up getting taken out because you ain't man enough to walk up and handle your own business if that's what you decide you need to do. I'm not saying that anything is worth taking a life. I'm not saying that take a life. But if you're going to do anything in life, do it right. You know what I'm saying? And if that's what you decide the punishment should be for something somebody did to you, man up. I don't think you should ride past. Walk up. You know what I'm saying?
But I think that's part of, you know, the ignorance of, and, you know, of gangs and things like that. It's just the fact of, you know, there is no rhyme or reason to things. Like, if you thought about stuff like that, then to me, the most bold and brazen somebody who's going to do that, I'm like you. You know, if I'm going to shoot you and, you know, I'm going to go to jail, why not shoot you in your head? I want to let you know this is the reason why I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to blow your head off and keep on pushing. But, you know, the cowardness in getting in your car, sucking, you know, hiding behind the door, sticking your arm out the window and spraying the whole block, and shoot anybody who ain't got nothing to do with, you know, and half the time you miss the people that you're trying to get.
That's why I live by, and I'm trying to raise my kids by everybody who cool ain't cool to hang around.
Amen to that one.
Because it's always the innocent one. My baby ain't never hurt nobody, but he still got smoked at Bay's party. You know what I'm saying? Just like when we all in the same game. But you know what? I think it's not. It's like it's just different times now. You know what I'm saying? We was growing up. We was coming up. Gangs had a structure. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There was a hierarchy that was followed. Like, you go around and you shoot the wrong person, you come back, you got to answer to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Now, they figure if they cut their head off the snake will fall. But no, man, it ain't like that. It's like, You took away the hierarchy a couple of decades ago, and now it's not big gangs no more. It's little cliques. You know what I'm saying? It's little cliques on the streets, and the only where gangs is really still strong is in the jail. You know what I'm saying? Well, especially in Chicago, where we at now, it's like the only time you really, your flag or your gang really come into play is when you in the county or when you go to prison somewhere. But on the streets, it's pretty much all about money now. Ain't nobody listening to nobody. You OG who? I don't care. You ain't no OG over here. You got just like anybody else. And if you interfere with my money, you can get shot too. I don't care how much work you put in. I don't care who you think you is, how many stars and stripes you think you got. On the streets, that don't even matter no more. You know what I'm saying? That only carry weight in jail. We way out the subject.
Yeah, we were working from terrorists to gangbangers.
Hey, but still, that's all about America being safe.
Well, it is.
It's all about feeling safe for 10 years later. So in that aspect, do I feel safer now, 10 years later from 9/11? Yeah, because I got a career. My wife has a career, and we get to pick the neighborhood that we want to live in. That's safe.
But no, I wouldn't even go there either. Because, you know, I just seen a couple days ago, my favorite mom, I won't put it out there, but it's way out in the boonies. And they were shooting up in the parking lot, and then they ran in the mall to shoot. And I just, you know, there is no safe place. This is worldwide, Mr. Demand. So people in other states are not going to care about if I mention where I stay off the air. But I mean, and I'm in the safe neighborhood.
I said when?
Last week.
You was there?
No, thank goodness. But the crazy thing is, it is my favorite mall, but it's very far out in a good, you know, suburb, and I do go there.
No such thing as that no more.
Right. And what other thing I was saying to you?
They tear down the project, and they sent all of the project all out in the suburbs.
Well, pooping right here in the city. You know, there's just... I was just saying, you know, that when you live in these good neighborhoods, who won't live in the neighborhood too? He wants the best in the neighborhood. So, there are no safe places, you know. Sadly, there is no safe place. There are places that, you know, things are less likely to happen just because of where you live or maybe where you go to school at. But right now, there is no safe place.
When you live in a nice neighborhood, you're more of a target. Because if I'm going to take something, I ain't going to take nothing from somebody who ain't got nothing to. I'm going to go take something from somebody who got it.
Even that, you know, and I'll just say, I live in a predominantly, but, you know, ain't no standing around with a parking lot. The lights go when it's dark outside, you know. And I ain't going to lie, I'm one of the people. You standing around, you didn't stand around in your own neighborhood. Because I'll pay $1 billion to see you sitting on my corner. Keep it moving. So, you know.
Who am I going to buy my weed from then?
Right. Right. You have to go in his neighborhood to get your weed. And you can't sit on my corner to see your weed. Not where I live.
Just come and sell me some, y'all.
Okay. Let's play a little weed. We're going to play.
So she can impede on my grandpa.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna play Been Around the World by Dime.
Been around
the world. Oh, now I've been around the world. Your man, he's the main one on his knees.
What's up, ladies? We would like to escort you this evening onto an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this floating at extreme, and baby, I can guarantee you that life will not be the same.
Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mr. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reeves stand tall again. I hear all these goons, what they hootin' and they hollering, but I can light your neck, ears, wrists, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough of this argument. My veterinarian, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carriage to my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me on shook. And my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. I know she want me, her eyes stalk me. They all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows it, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me. I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy, her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that, I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes. Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Up and down, trying. you caught my eye. You took me by surprise. There's something about you, girl, that left a young G hypnotized. I don't know what it is, but I gotta figure out how to be with one when I'm so used to the player route. I've been in love before, yeah, I know what love about. Hurt them or you get hurt first, depends on how things working out. Moving out, I thought about, but all I know is she for sure. You may come, you may go, I don't know how you may roll. Therefore, I just do my thing, in my lane, run my game. Option weighing on my scale, relationships is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored, truly I do cut for you. Hopefully you can see, wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me.
if I reoccur. Give me one more check, I'ma show you, girl. One more shot and I'll give you the world. I'm a better man, maybe I deserve. You a broke ass, why'd you keep on reoccurring? You ain't getting no chance, no shot, no nada. I'ma blow you a kiss, now don't holler.
Make him faint when he see me in that body bag. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body bag. About to make him faint when he see me in that body pain. Throw in the dark at every color. Yeah, yeah. About to make him faint when he see me in that body bag. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body bag. About to make him faint when he see me in that body pain. See me in that body, see me in that body pain.
He said he didn't see it all, bet I won't surprise him. We already tried them. Baby, you can't top them. You got me on the phone like you're about to have me open. That's when I set me in my crib around 7. I leave the door open, let me blindfold you. About to take over, I'm ready to show you. Something that you're tragic, we need to take over. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him outfits painted on with his weakness. He's on the floor, begging, begging. Give him what he needs, put him in a coma.
About to make him faint when he see me in that body bag. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body bag. About to make him faint when he see me in that body pain. Throw in the dark at every color and it's thin. About to make him faint when he see me in that body bag. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body bag. About to make him faint when he see me in that body pain. See me in that body, see me.
Moment. He wanna take my picture, shoot me on a video, show me on a split screen. Call up the publisher, put me in a magazine, just to show the world the freaky things they wanna do to me. My glow in the dark, got him feeling X-rated. Took him back to preschool, so he can finger paint it. Trying to cross the finish line, but I already made it. He called me Wonder Woman, cause I am the greatest. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him outfits painted on with his weakness. He's on the floor, begging, begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs, put him in a coma.
About to make him faint when he see me in that body bag. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body bag. About to make him faint when he see me in that body pain. Throw in the dark at every color and it's thin. About to make him faint when he see me in that body bag. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body bag. About to make him faint when he see me.
Level is ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to
freaky shit.
Baby, you clown. You should've joined the circus. You're cutting like a 9 to 5, like the way you work. Should've been a surgeon. The way I got him slurring. Feeling off my body paint. Got him speaking German. Please call the doctor. Put him on the table. I think I just lost him. Somebody get the cable.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body pain. About to make him faint when he see me in that body pain. Throw in the dark at every color and it's thin. About to make him faint when he see me in that body pain. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body pain. About to make him faint when he see me in that body pain. See me in that body, see me.
Chest, the beat is pumping so hard. I think I'm running out of breath. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. It's getting crazy up in here. The crowd's about to go wild. It goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest. The beat is pumping so hard. I think
drop it low. Drop it, drop it, drop it low. It goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest. It goes boom, boom. I can feel it in my chest. I can feel it in my chest. Getting crazy up in here. Getting crazy up in here. I can feel it in my chest. It goes boom, boom. Ain't no signs of stopping now. It's getting crazy up in here. The crowd is about to go. While it goes boom. I can feel it in my chest. It goes boom.
Schoolboy, flownetic. In a mouth is beat. swag attack and came back. Hey, champ, you a fool for this one.
I'm the man, Joe. I'm the man, Joe. Trying to put 24s on the Lambo. Pirates on the show, cookie with the handle. That's why my money flip-flop like sandals. In the small of my back, I got ammo. Cash in both pockets, two pumps like a camel. I hustle all night, then I get up early. Pocket full of that shit to kill Jimmy early. Just like you dream girls, this ain't a dream girl. And I don't mean the dream girl. The whip sprouted wings, so I fly through it. Pregnated the game, then tied it through.
To the paper, so you know I know we gotta get the green, we gotta get the green. On God, go hard, game, wait, break bread with the ding, ding.
Piece
of the paper, so you know I know we gotta get the green, we gotta get the green. On God, go hard, game, wait, break bread with the ding, ding.
Swag way before I had a photo shoot.
Photo
shoot. Blow a hole through your frame and ask.
Half and half.
Fairfax Street, down to UNLV. I got everybody bouncing cause my real people know me. So I'm real niggas, real niggas, throw bitches, throw bitches. Bitch, you pop what I'm about, need me to chill. I'm cold, bounce that ass, 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 bounce that ass. My real niggas, real niggas, throw bitches, throw bitches. If you pop what I'm about, need me to chill. I'm cold, bounce that ass, 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 bounce that ass. My real niggas bounce. Thug bitches bounce. If you pop what I'm about, they need to tell them hoes to bounce that ass, 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 bounce that ass.
Chronic smoke, yeah. West Coast, Pacific Ocean, Rodney King,
sunshine. Police brutality one time. This here's tradition. Skip the swap meet, hit the garment district. Bang in the wheelchair, arm is missing. My childhood partner's all in prison. Things away, data bumps, call it pimping. My guy brother got a drug addiction. He got jumped, now his molars missing. For going out the line like pole position. Another West Coast anthem. Huey P. shit, Black Panther. Ribs and links. After the picnic, we could race for
him. I live a California life. It's a California pride. If you make it here, then anywhere
you can make it
twice. California freedom. When California dreams, California dreams.
In paper from the streets,
we own
Venus, Vogue, Deuces, Vogue, Nordic, Sea-Doo. Nobody playing in the water like we do. Sixers, Hummer. I can show you more crack than a plumber. Breitling, Rolex. Niggas selling weed out of Bowflex. It's muscle, Bowflex, hustle, Mosex. Mommy in the Dolce Gabbana. Make a nigga bite like approaching piranha. From the ladies with the tat on the kitty to the ones with their baby daddy name on their titty. Pretty from the valley or the city. You can find us in the club
I
like Biddy.
California life, it's a California pride. If you make it here, then anywhere
you can make it twice.
In this California freedom, when California dreams, we California dreams.
In paper from the streets.
Born in L.A., grew up in Oakland. Wasn't having shit, but I was always hoping when I'm gone, you remember my name. Ain't gotta give me shit, just give me the game. And in the state of California, that's what you get. Flew southwest to the Vegas Strip and came up. I used to live in ATL. Fucked a lot of hoes, but don't make me tell. I even spent a year in New York City. Asked a bitch, she say too short did me. And you know I did. I say my favorite word and I talk a lot of shit, but I get them. They do whatever I want. Anywhere on the planet, I ain't never got a front. West Coast nigga with the gift to gab. If you ever fall off, you get it back.
I live a California life. It's a California pride. If you make it here, then anywhere
you can make it twice.
In this California freedom, when California treats me.
In paper from the streets,
California, yeah.
Where hungry talent's looking for breakthroughs, and dreams will get chased too.
Ooh,
in California,
yeah. Oh, let's go. California pride.
If you make it here, then anywhere
you can make it twice.
In this California freedom, when California dreams,
right.
California dreams,
right.
In paper from the streets.
I live a California life. It's a California pride.
If you make it here, then anywhere
you can make it twice.
In this California freedom, when California dreams, we California dreams,
oh,
and paper from the streets, we own.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is. It's the double plays of the days on Game Time Lonely.
Hey, on my mama, alright. Play with a nigga when he wants to, though, right? See that man, you see that motherfucking white van flying up and down the block with some five dreads sitting in that motherfucker? Yeah, they ready for that shit, nigga. Bare face, man, thing, nigga.
You back in the game, you irrelevant. No pussies on the team, celibate. Put this when I walk, elephant. Cornel West, intelligent. I don't play games, Wheel of Fortune. I'm on some new hot shit, scorching. Smashing you bitch ass niggas, extortion. Level 4 mainline, corporate. Learn about it, it's the new game. Fuck with it, boys, it's the new game. Dope boy with a mouth, cool bang. Hella niggas in the clique, Wu-Tang. Hard body, you Poo-Tang. me, I'm the top of the food chain. Kick like Liu Kang. I say blood, but I ain't Su Wu Kang.
Rap take brand in the rubber band. Rubber band. Rubber band. Rubber band. Rubber band.
Cats and further down the chain, some of y'all rats. Paperwork facts, aim for his neck and swing with an axe. Put a rubber band around 10 racks and send a van full of niggas with Macs. While my whip get waxed, I'm in the shade with lemonade, relax. CL when they reminisce, pull up at your vigil, I gotta take a piss. I got gorillas in the mist and ice cubes on my wrist. Banger but no bandana, all I got in this world, Tony Montana. Watch for the all white Savannah, full of eggs and bananas.
Baby. Walking down a one-way street, thinking, will this be that special day? Seems like when I choose, I do. Isn't that love?
Like that no more. Girl, you lied and said you were in it to win it. Then you stopped. candid, lovely flowers for her hair. On my love letter, she mails them back like she don't care. And when I see her walking down my lonely street, the girl walks right by me like I'm impossible to see. I'm loved unknown soldier, fighting for her. But that girl just won't see me, and it's tearing me, tearing me apart. Invisible to the only girl I love. I'm beating, yeah, yeah, yeah. The girl can't. My mind is spinning round and round my feeling so. When will she wake up? 'Cause I'm tired of being invisible. Girl, I'm your rainbow shining through a storm of tears. But when I'm near you, you always make, always make, make me disappear.
And work every day and still have no money. Living in this world, it gets harder and harder. Wishing for my big break to come today or tomorrow. Even though I'm smiling, the sun's not shining. Inside my soul, my heart is crying out. Ooh. Yeah. I keep on running. I keep on
keep on running.
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 Hey.
in the jungle, watch out for the enemy. Check yourself, that's what I do so I can know the enemy. Inside, I feel the pressure, but can't let it kill me. F5, I'm twisted in it, but it don't control me. See the talking, and you can talk because it's elementary. But the walk on that road is different, so be all that you can be. In time, you see the real results and how we gotta be. As you struggle to see the joy in it, just make the history. Sunshine, out of the rain is what I'm doing mentally. I will never give up, I'm telling you to keep your head up with greatness.
This is my journey down the road. Chose my own path, no, you ain't gotta take this path. You can choose your own, just persevere. Pretty soon you'll be here on the road to greatness. This is my journey down the road to greatness. Chose my own path, no, you ain't gotta take this path. You can choose your own, just never give up. Pretty soon you'll end up on the road to greatness.
I was born to hear disco die, and hip hop was born in 1979. So you could say that I was born into it, but if you ask me, I tell you I was born into it. You got your own opinion, you entitled to it. I ain't got a agree and I ain't got to prove it's wrong. Cause long ago I grew up broke, and back then you couldn't tell me that I was broke. My old style of rapping didn't tell me that I wasn't dope. Now when I get down, can't tell me that what I wrote ain't really how I feel. Cause now I keep it real, I'm not caring how the masses feel. My appeal to the youngsters is follow your heart, even if your dream is inside the dark. Cause if you don't shoot,
much shield my faith that I was made great, just like Alexander the Great. It was signed and sealed, just had to trust a higher man in me. When it's helped to shelter, find my shelter like a canopy. With no sand to be, just how I know my Jesus carry me. And I plan to be, just know my Savior really planned for me. So I stand firm because my path is not a vanity tree. And I'm gonna run into some snakes, struggle with my weakness, meet some real faith that's gonna try to beat me BS. But this is God's will and my battle biblical. My Jesus got whipped so I could perform greater miracles.
Got no time for no haters. Haters like to stand in my way. The next time I come across a hater, the first thing that I'm gonna say is
poof, be gone.
Kick rock, kick rocks. Kick rock, kick rock, kick rocks. Kick rock, kick rock, kick rocks. Kick rocks, kick rock,
be gone.
Kick rock, kick rock, kick rocks. Kick rock, kick rock, kick rocks. Kick rock, kick rock, kick rocks. Kick rock, kick rock.
You can kick rocks with bare feet like Robbie Gould. Hard like you're kicking a 50-yard field goal. Kick rocks like Beckham doing soccer ball. I got something better to do, man, I got a ball. Don't got time for y'all, so do not approach. For haters, I ain't got the time like my watch broke. And my phone dead, so don't call me. This track hooks first, yep, it's all me. I don't hate haters, don't get me wrong. But they can kick rocks with open-toed shoes on. I love your haters, and hate motivates me. So don't motivate me, so they can celebrate me. Haters inspire me and keep me going strong. Cause if they ain't hating, then I'm doing something wrong. I need haters around, it's not around me. And you a hater to the third degree, so poof, be gone.
Kick rock, kick rock. Kick rock, kick rock, kick rock. Kick rock, kick rock, kick rock. Kick rock, kick rock,
be gone.
Kick rock, kick rock, kick rock. Kick rock, kick rock, kick rock. Kick rock, kick rock, kick rock. Kick rock, kick rock.
Nick Clark, I'll be that young rock spitter. And yeah, they not haters, automatic rock kickers. They say they in the back, and me a lot quicker. The whole team starving, I'm spitting pot stickers. They like, Nick Fly, why you so hot, yo? I tell them one thing,
Okay, we back. Welcome back to Game Time on Lawless Radio. That was a few two for twos for the day, you know what I'm saying? Today's topic is, do you feel safer 10 years later after 9/11? We gave y'all our feedback earlier. I said it was safer the next year, but ever since then, every year after, it's been getting more relaxed and more relaxed and more relaxed. And I think every year about this time, they issue a terror threat alert in order to get us back on our toes. Like I said, I'm more worried about domestic terrorism, gangs, robbers, shooters, than I am about overseas foreign terrorists coming over here. Because, like I said, there's more people dying in our neighborhoods every day. You know what I'm saying? And that don't get pressed up. They don't talk about it. They don't like to talk about it. But, like we always do about this time, we're going to get the last feedback from Lady Q, see how she feels about the topic for the day. Lady Q, how you feel?
Especially I said, you know, I think that, you know, that safety comes with a price, whether it's time or money or a bit of our privacy. You know, we have to give up a little bit to get a little bit. So I think for all the complainers like to complain when at the airport and things like that, you know, they're just doing their job to make sure that we are safe and we just need to remember that as we get on this plane. We never take life for granted. Today or tomorrow is not promised. That's really all I have to say.
Okay. Well, hit me up on Facebook, Sherm Demand. Hit me up on Twitter, Sherm_N_Demand. Tune in every Monday, same time on LawlessRadio.com from 7 to 9. Every Tuesday night, we got On the Rise with Attica Lounge. I think that's from 5 to 7. Every Wednesday night, we got the Chairman TL coming through over the airwaves. Every Thursday night, we got Katrice. Every Friday, or is that Saturday? I'm not sure about the lineup on Fridays or Saturdays. Sue me, shoot me, do whatever you want to do. But tune in every day, 7 to 9, same time on Lawless Radio. And now it's time to say goodbye to all my Game Time friends.
Shout out to Mr. Real. We see you on here, but you didn't hop.
They don't want to talk to us.
We don't want to talk to us. That's all right. We still love you, Mr.
That's a nasty ass.
We never going to forget that.
Anyway.
All right.
Like we always do, we're going to leave you with the same statement. When I'm gone.
Before your eyes, why I gotta be gone before you understand? It's what you had before you was a strong man. Take advantage of having me while I'm around. Don't take advantage of me, cause I'm not a clown. I feel like I'm a demand each and every way. I do the best that I can each and every day. I'm feeling unappreciated, like I'm not needed, like you can do better, but I don't see it. But you can try though, feel free to. You feel like you can do better than me too. I don't want to be here if I'm not wanted, cause I ain't feeling the love like when we first started. I should move on, and I'm finna bounce, maybe being only being your figure out. Thank you.
this for many more. I done left a good job in the city before, cause I know I got the knowledge and ability to land on my feet with cat-like agilities. Don't need no nine lives, cause I'm never dying. That's what Christ said, and he ain't never lying. So you can treat me like you feel you should, cause what one don't want, then another one would. I ain't asking much, just appreciation. Give me a nod of support with no hesitation. When you got something good, better hold on, cause you never really miss what you got until it's gone. And I'm finna leave, like them autumn leaves. You think you're better off without me, what we about to see. Yo.
You're gonna look around.